And as you sit there comfortably resting, relaxing, anticipating going into deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis. And the mere anticipation of experiencing hypnosis. For many times in the past, you've experienced it. And all those experiences are very much embedded in your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind remembers all of the subtle feelings of deep trance. And as you remember all the subtle feelings of being deep into trance, you find yourself experiencing the very thing that you're remembering. And therefore, it is true that you've been here many times before, Anne. That familiar place where your breath leads the way inward. Each exhale softens the muscles, the mind, and the heart begins to rest. And your body becomes quieter as you go deeper now into that gentle inner sanctuary, the place where only truth and healing live. That's right. And you can return now to the garden, to the oak tree, your tree of strength. The soft light of early morning surrounds you. The air is still and kind. And the tree welcomes you, arms open wide, like a guardian of your soul. Feel the strength of that oak, the stillness it carries even when storms pass through. The quiet knowing that winds may blow, leaves may fall, but its roots are deep, very deep, just like yours. And maybe now, your heart can begin to feel what your mind has forgotten. That you are safe, even in uncertainty. That you are lovable, even when love feels hard to hold on to. And that this moment, right here, is not about abandonment. It's about rediscovering the woman within you. The one who has always been more than enough. There is a little bird in the garden, perched quietly near the base of the tree. For a long time, the bird believed it could not fly unless someone else told it how. It waited, anxious, fluttering, depending on reassurance from the wind. But the oak, strong and steady, reminded the bird, you were born with wings. And the bird began to remember. just because someone leaves the garden for a while doesn't mean they leave forever. And it certainly doesn't mean the bird must stop flying. And sometimes space isn't punishment. Sometimes it's healing. And just because someone you love steps away, it doesn't mean they've stopped loving you. Let your breath tell you that now. With each inhale, a little more calm. With each exhale, the release of fear. And now I wonder if there is a wiser part of you, the part that has seen heartbreak and still opened her heart again, the part that has survived sorrow and still believes in love. She is here now, and she whispers to you gently, "I've got you. I always have. You're not alone." Let her speak through your heartbeat. Let her calm the frightened parts inside. Let her remind you, you can survive this, and more than that, you can grow from it. So in the days to come, whenever your mind wanders toward panic, let your body remember this feeling now. The roots of the oak beneath you, the wings of the bird within you, the calm in your breath. You will begin to respond instead of reacting. You will soothe instead of spiral. And you will notice, with each day, a little more strength, a little more grace, and a growing sense that your life belongs to you, regardless of anyone else's path. In a few moments, I'll count from 1 to 5. If you're listening during the day, you'll return feeling balanced, confident, and grounded. If you're listening at night, let yourself drift into a healing, uninterrupted sleep. All you have to do then is turn off the device and turn off your light. 1, feeling your breath. 2, feeling your body in the sofa. 3, carrying with you the strength of the oak. 4, trusting your inner wisdom now. And 5, eyes open or drifting to sleep. That's right.